On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was October 30th, 1983, the end of the second week of the extra session of the first regular session of the 82nd General Assembly. This extra session had started on October 19th. The previous June saw voters approve bonds for state buildings. The governor was asking lawmakers to do several things: issue these bonds, supplemental and emergency appropriations, authorize projects for economic development, money for schools, establish a job training fund, change rules relating to alcohol and drug offenses, laws relating to taxes, radioactive waste compact, welfare rules, and healthcare regulations. Opening day saw the usual housekeeping measures, dozens of gubernatorial appointments, and lawmakers gathered to hear from the governor. Afterward, the first legislation of the extra session would be introduced. More legislation would be introduced on the second day. Missouri senators would then move to adjourn until the 25th. This way, lawmakers would not have to be back in Jefferson City until the following Tuesday. Over the years, the call for extra sessions, or called sessions as they were known in the early years of our state, has been different. Sometimes it is one item, or a narrowly defined list of things the governor may want from the legislature. Other times, like in 1983, it can be a lengthy list of issues that may or may not be related. In any event, it is solely up to the executive branch as to why he wants lawmakers to come back to the Capitol. In this instance, the extra session would take the entire 60 days as allotted in the state constitution. October 30th, 1983, the date marking the end of the second week, the extra session of the first regular session of the 82nd General Assembly, on this date in Missouri Senate history.